All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guess is the eternal optimist, Joe McNally. You know, Joe, I need you now to be that eternal optimist in the last few minutes of the show, because I'm seeing all of these things that you have been talking about the last hour and 40 minutes or so we've been talking about. And I've been seeing it, and I'm watching it, you know, in the community in which I live, and I'm watching it even in my own family, and I'm watching all of these things that are not good, and I'm trying to see that this is going to not last. But it just seems to be getting worse, because again, the opportunity when the Democrats had control, and we were all celebrating and really were expecting to see the changes that all of us have been clamoring for in this country for a long time, and it slipped through our fingers. And my problem is that, you know, people have blamed Joe Biden for this, and it may wind up costing, you know, Democrats, you know, the House and possibly the Senate, when it's not Joe Biden's fault. You know, yeah. The fact that he couldn't get his plan through, clearly Republicans 100% said no on the Senate level, even though those things would have benefited Build Back Better, would have benefited Republican, you know, people who struggle on a daily basis in their states. But Christian Sinema and the, I can't think of his name, those folk were able to.
Joe Manchin.
They were able to put a monkey wrench into all of it, Joel. And had it not been for those two people, we wouldn't be talking about this now.
Yeah. I can't convince you that things are great. I wouldn't try.
No.
But here, let me tell you. You keep saying, you know, that I am an eternal optimist. And to me, that is a conscious decision that I am making all the time, because to me, there are only two choices:
optimism or pessimism.
It's not quite that, because to me, the choices are you fight for what's right, or you let the other side win. I know you don't want to let the other side win. So here's all I can say to you, which is, you and I, for the rest of our lives, will be doing what we believe is fighting for what's right.
That's correct.
And to me, that itself is satisfying, because I believe that if I did what you suggest that it's easy to fall into, became so depressed with the things I see going on right now, and I am depressed by it, there's no question about that. I was one of those people who believed that Donald Trump could not be elected. Now that I was proven absolutely 100% wrong, right? Because it happened.
Right.
I did not believe that could happen in America. I knew America wasn't as bad as many people thought it was, but I thought that it was better than that, and I still believe that. I still believe it's better than that, and I still believe that there are more decent people than there are ugly people. But what is the problem is the ugly people have been given a voice, and they were so happy to get it. Boy, were they happy to get it. That is why they were so enthusiastic about what to you and I is just one of the real terrible people among us. This isn't just a guy who was a bad president. This is a guy who was a bad person. This was a terrible person. This was one of the worst people we have known in our lives.
Yes.
This was just a person who is not, he runs on anger and hatred and racism and violence and violent rhetoric about anyone who dares to criticize him. He runs on the worst elements that exist in humankind. He really does. It motivates everything he does, and there are we know that there are many people out there like that, but we have never lived anywhere where they have been the majority. they have never been the majority. They have always been the ugliest people among us, and the only thing we can do is fight the ugliest people among us. The only thing, and we give up for 1 minute, if we give up our decency for 1 minute and let them control everything they would like to control, shame on us. We don't have any other choice but to oppose that and to be who we are and to be the decent people we are. To me, that is one of the most disappointing things I can say about religion, because the fact that many of the people who support the ugliest things going on in America right now consider themselves to be devout Christians, it breaks my heart. And it breaks my heart that religion has become that debased in this country. When Donald Trump got elected, I actually tried to do what Barack Obama said we all should do. Try to talk to someone who voted for Trump and try to understand them and what motivated that. And I found it simply impossible to do. There was a lifelong friend who I grew up with, who I said, I just want to have a conversation. He lives in Georgia right now. I live in Virginia right now. I said, I want to try to understand how you could do that. I knew he thought he believed himself to be a devout Christian. And I said, surely, because I really do believe that. I believe Jesus Christ was actually a socialist. and he was on the side of all the people that I'm on the side of.
Right.
But it didn't happen. It couldn't happen. We could never have that dialogue, because as we tried, and we did it by email, of course, back and forth, as we tried, he would never admit that he would ever vote for a racist. And to me, he was doing it. He was and he continued to support the man when he made it clear that he was a racist. When he used all the racist cliches from our childhood of decades ago about how black people ought to go back where they came from when they were born in America, and there are Americans who believe in democracy and believe in the right to vote and the right for all men to be men and women to be created equal. So we can never have that conversation. But we all can get together who believe that for real, instead of claiming that you're a Christian but then vote for people who are the most unchristian people in the
country. Hey Joe, it's been great as always. I really appreciate it. I got to reach back out to you. We've got to go. Tell the wife I said hello. We'll talk soon. Yeah. All right. We got to go. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.